Hey now, what's up? My name's Jose, Metal and Horror Ambassador Mangan from SiriusXM, and you are listening to 30 Screams or Less podcast. Come on now.
Warning, 30 Screams or Less may contain spoilers about movies that have recently been released. If you haven't seen the movie, go watch it, come back, and enjoy the show. Or, if you don't want to waste your time watching the movie and rather have two random horror dudes watch it for you, we got you covered as well. Welcome everyone to 30 Screams or Less, a horror movie podcast where we review horror movies in 30 minutes or less. Today's movie we're going to be reviewing is called Dangerous Animals. It's directed by Sean Byrne, written by Nick Leopard, starring Hassie Harrison. Hassie Harrison?
What
sounds
a name.
Like superhero. Hassie Harrison. I don't know. Stop me.
Charge. Okay.
Charge. Hassie Harrison as Zephyr, Jai Courtney as Bruce Tucker, and Josh Houston as Moses Markley. The plot of the movie is when Zephyr, a savvy and free-spirited surfer, is abducted by a shark-obsessed serial killer and held captive on his boat, she must figure out how to escape before he carries out a ritualistic feeding to the sharks below. But first, Corey, true horror story. Looked in the mirror this morning, my beard, an absolute nightmare. Dry, wild, looked like it clawed its way out of a crypt.
That's terrifying, man. Did you hit it with that beard octane?
Oh, yeah. Beard wash, conditioner, beard oil brought it back from the dead.
Fellas, don't let your beard turn into a creature feature. Keep it alive and kicking with Beard Octane.
And right now, hit beardoctane.com. Use code 30screams10. Get 10% off. Save some cash and save your beard from becoming a horror show.
Bad beard day? We've had plenty. Beard Octane's the fix. We swear by it.
30 Screams or Less starts now. Corey, what did you think of Dangerous Animals?
This makes me wonder if they dropped this one now just to ride the wave of Jaws turning 50. 2 weeks in a row, we've ended up reviewing movies with criminally underrated actors. This time, it's Jai Courtney. I've always liked his work, especially as Captain Boomerang. Yeah, I said it. Fuck you. I like Suicide Squad.
Fuck you.
But as Tucker, he really sinks his teeth in. Pun totally intended. This guy's built like a fridge with legs and honestly, intimidating as hell.
Dude, he's fucking massive. He looks like just solid mass.
Yeah.
There was one scene where Moses straight up punches him in the face. No sell. Nothing.
You know who he reminds me of?
Who's that?
Alan Richson.
Alan Richardson. Who's that?
Richson.
Richson.
Reacher.
Reacher.
That.
Oh, yeah. He's a brick shithouse.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. He's fucking massive.
Man slapping meat kind of guy, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. Just like... probably fucking throwing everyone around like it's nothing. That guy is, he's massive.
I'd like to see either one of them in a wrestling ring.
Oh my God. Yeah. So Jai Courtney was awesome in this. I love the premise of this movie. You bring up a good point that the 50th anniversary of Jaws came out not too long ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I went to the theaters and see it. I actually also go to Jaws in theaters every year in the summer. It's like my thing. I go with my friend Sean. Always a good time. We'll crush a bunch of Narragansetts. All that stuff. I almost wore my Jaws t-shirt tonight, but then realized it's still in the wash.
Fucking get it out and wear it anyway.
I'm not fucking doing that.
It's just going to be a little damp.
Yeah, a little damp. A little smelly. You know, if you leave laundry in the wash for too long, they start to smell like fucking shit. Well, not shit, but you know what I mean.
Oh, that reminds me.
Yeah? Whoops.
No, I'm good. I'm good. I put it in the dryer before we started recording.
Oh, okay. Well, that's fine. You just have to make sure it doesn't get all fucking wrinkled.
Yeah, we got to do that shit. I got to do it before Fortnite.
Yes. Oh, my God. We're going off topic.
Already?
Like we usually do, except this time we're going laundry. What is wrong with us? And so instead of corn or something, we decided to do laundry for our first ever video podcast.
Oh, yeah.
The 30
yeah.
Screens or Less podcast.
I can't say that I like seeing your face constantly.
You. Damn, man. Brutal.
Take it.
Tough crowd. Oh, I take it. No, wait a second. No, I don't take it. Stop me.
Nope.
All right.
I'm not going to stop you. I'm enjoying this.
You're enjoying it? Okay, good. Mm-hmm. Well, okay. So I love the premise of this movie because I don't think I've seen a movie where the serial killer he doesn't, like, well, he's killed, like, a couple people in the movie, like, himself. But his overall ritual as a serial killer, he basically just dangles these people into the water and let the sharks eat them.
Yeah, so, and I love, like, that open, the first person we see that he does it to, that casual stab.
Yeah, just...
So, yeah, he makes them bleed, and then he dips them in the water.
Yeah, like, right here. Like, right in this, like, weird spot. Yeah, bleeding right away. Guy falls into the water. And then, like, the girl that's on the boat, this isn't even, like, one of the main people. Well, no, I'd say, like, she's one of, like, one of the people that's in the movie for a good amount of time. Just this random girl that decided on a whim to go with this guy she met at a hostel on this boat to be in a shark cage, which is actually something I've always been interested in doing.
Swimming with sharks?
Yeah.
Well, have fun, Steve.
I will do that. Actually, see you later. I technically swam with sharks before.
Why do you did air quotes. I need to know what that means.
Okay. So I was at Disney, and they have this, like, one pool where you can swim over sharks. They're not like your fucking man-eater type sharks. They're like just like the little guys who they still have teeth, but, you know, little guys like this, and they're just fucking swimming around. And they're like, you don't dive down. The maniac that I am, I'm like, fuck it. Dive down.
Of course.
Yeah, I dive down. No big deal. Just swimming with sharks. And yeah, got a nice little talking to for that one. Didn't get kicked out, but they were just like, you fucking idiot. What are you doing?
Okay.
Hey, got to swim with them.
I don't know, man. It doesn't, you don't seem like the rebellious type. So that's hilarious.
Yeah. When I see an opportunity like that, I'm like, I'm going to do it. Screw it. Because, like, even one time, like, the dumbest, hands down dumbest thing I've ever done is jump into rabbits. That was the stupidest thing.
Did you say rabbits?
Yes, rabbits. No, rapids. Like, fucking water, like, yeah, against rocks, all that shit. Yeah, I jumped into one once. And you just get sucked under. And I'm lucky that there wasn't a rock for me to hit or a branch that was going to impale me. I came up, like, I don't know, a few hundred feet down the, like, down the way, and I'm like, I don't want to do that again.
Never again.
Never again. That was a bad idea. It was a very, very bad idea. So I love the premise of this movie because, like he's a serial killer. He films this shit. He has this, like, janky-ass camera that, for some reason, serial killers tend to use, like, in every fucking movie that involves a serial killer. They all, for some reason, have a VHS recorder.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't they have something nicer?
I don't know, but I loved what Tucker was doing, like recording all this shit and kind of keeping trophies.
Oh, the trophies. Reminded me of Dexter. Awesome. Yes, very Dexter. Because
he's a sick fuck, and he keeps these tapes of all these people he feeds to sharks.
Mm-hmm.
They're all categorized, and he's got like a library of them on his ship.
Yep.
Yeah, it was cool.
The most organized shit ever, too. Like, he had all these VHS tapes set up. What he does is he cuts off a lock of hair from these girls and turns them into, like, fishing lures.
Yeah. This man was tying fishing flies with the hair. That was fucked up. They show him kind of doing it, and you're thinking, like, this dude's just tying flies. And then the camera pans out a little bit, and you could see that it's that blonde girl's hair, like that first girl that he fed.
Yep.
Yeah, didn't get it at first because I thought he was just legitimately tying a fishing fly.
I thought the same thing. And then it, like, dawned on me, like, oh, that was the lock of hair. Mm-hmm. So he's just putting all that shit together, and he doesn't use it. What he does is he just, like, tapes it to the case of the tape.
Yeah.
And, like, he just has this whole friggin' thing. I think I counted, like, 20 plus tapes he had. Like, I tried to count as, like, quick as possible. I should have paused it and just been like, fuck, this guy's killed a lot of people doing this.
Yeah, so, we'll have to go back.
Yeah, we'll have to go back because I enjoyed it. I liked it a lot. But soon after, we meet our main protagonist, Zephyr. And she's at the store, like, she's buying something or whatever, walks out, she steals, like, this ice cream shit, and this guy happens to see her and says, hey, I need a ride. Like, he asked her for jumper cables, she didn't have any, but then he kind of conned her into getting a ride, because he's like, I saw you stole that thing, which she did, she stole something, so she's like, fine, gives him a ride. He looks like a missionary, like Jehovah Witness type deal, but apparently he's just a real estate guy.
Yeah, and it sucks is what she essentially does to him, like leaving him after he's trying to be a good guy and go make her breakfast.
Mm-hmm.
She pieces the fuck out.
Bullshit.
And then he saves the day.
Yeah, he eventually does save the day, or he tries to at least. Valiant effort.
But, oh, yeah. Man,
this kid got fucked up. real fucked up. You know what I loved about this movie is the crazy amount of fight in this protagonist, Zephyr.
Oh, I know.
Just nonstop fighting. Just never gave up.
So that actress, have you seen her in anything before?
I don't think so.
So did you ever watch the show Tacoma FD?
I think I've watched like an episode.
So she was in that. She was in the, you know, that the Super Trooper guys. That's who made that show.
No shit. Okay. Wow.
And the second I saw it, I'm like, why do I recognize this girl? So I looked up the IMDb. Yeah. Tacoma FD.
Didn't even dawn on me, to be honest. Like, no idea.
She was Lucy McConkie.
Lucy McConkie.
Yeah.
Okay.
She was Farva's daughter.
Yeah. Farva's daughter.
Okay. Yeah.
Good for him. But the fight in this character was crazy. She would always find a way to like get out of the cuffs or fucking not get eaten by sharks or go swimming into like this ocean where it's shark infested, but not get eaten and just everything.
Did she cut one of her thumbs off?
No.
Or she tried to?
Let's be specific. She bit her thumb off.
Bit her thumb off so she could take it out of the cuffs. That's after she basically broke her hand and still couldn't get it out of the handcuffs.
Yep. She broke her thumb doing the whole, like, I'm just going to put it against the table. Or actually, no, she did it differently. She just straight up bent it back and snapped it, which fucking maniac.
Can a human physically chew off a digit?
Maybe. I would think if you try get it to like, I'm not going to try that. Fuck
put
that.
It on camera. We'll have some good footage.
We need B-roll.
We just fucking blew up.
Steve bites his thumb off, commits to the bit. YouTube's like, nope, not happening.
First video podcast ever, man bites his thumb off for views.
It would be fucking crazy, man. It would be all over the place.
Yeah.
Every fucking news station would be like, man bites his own thumb off. Jeez. I'm a fan of committing to the bit, but I do enjoy giving my thumbs up. So I.
You got two.
I know, but I can't do this. I can't hang 10. You know, surf's up, dude.
That's still one thumb, Steve. You got another hand.
I guess I could do my left hand because then I could still do like the full exposed one like this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There you go. You got one to spare.
Perfect. So, yeah, I'll just bite off the left thumb. No big deal.
All right, let's see it.
All right, let's go. You know what to do is, like, you know when, like, movies or, like, TV shows where they, like, blank out the whole thing? And it's not like fuzz. They do, it's the old school style. Well, they're just like, we're having technical difficulties. I'll drop that in as I'm, like, about to eat my thumb. And I'll come back and I'm just, like, blood spraying everywhere. All that stuff.
Can do all that in post.
Yeah, do it all in post.
Movie magic.
Movie magic. We do our own movie magic for once.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah, brother. Oh, man. That would be completely absurd. I mean, we could do the movie magic stuff. I'm not biting my thumb off. Sorry.
Why do you hate this podcast so much?
I know. I really should. But, yeah, so this girl has so much fight in her and eventually gets to a point where I'm like, oh, she's about to be dipped into the water of a great white. And obviously this is way towards the end, but essentially this whole movie, she's on this little boat. What do they call them? Dinghies?
Yes, I think so.
Of course I'm going to want to throw that in there.
She's on a dinghy.
She's on a dinghy. And
that thing had a lot of real estate in the basement.
It did.
What do they call the bottom of a boat?
Dude, you would know more than I do, right? You go on boats like pretty often.
Yeah, but not yachts or dinghies.
No, not dinghies.
I don't know what it's called. The brig?
I don't know. What's that?
The brig?
Oh, that sounds right. I don't know. Maybe. So maybe the brig. I don't know. Look it up real quick.
The hull?
The hull. Oh, that makes sense.
Okay. Anyways, the bottom of this thing was like a whole ass apartment. And when you see the outside of it, you're like, dude, this is a dinghy. There's nothing underneath. And then he's got a full ass kitchen down there. He's got a dungeon like that. The place he locks the women in, a lot of space in there. We'll say that one's movie magic, too.
Movie magic on that one, for sure, because it looked like a submarine.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was massive. This guy, like, he had, like, almost, like, three floors to fucking deal with, all sorts of shit. He's got a crazy-ass big kitchen. Like, all these scenes of them running through the place and everything is too much for this fucking boat.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
So, now that I'm thinking about it, I'm like, okay, that's completely unrealistic. Because this is a small ass boat. It's not that big. I mean, it's got the all the bells and whistles to it, but I can't imagine a boat being that big down below to the point where they're just like, oh yeah, we're going to just run around like crazy. We're going to go into this like full blown type kitchen. No, not buying it.
Did I just ruin it for you?
Maybe. No, you didn't ruin it. Because I'm a shark guy. I like sharks.
Okay. So
it was a good time. But this girl trying like hell to get away from this guy. You can't really go anywhere. It's completely helpless. If you think about it, like you're on this boat. There's not a lot of real estate. And if they're in the middle of the ocean, not much you can do. It's like, okay, I'll jump off the boat. Great. Where do I go now? And at one point she actually did that and he hooked her in.
Oh, yeah. She escaped several times.
It was so rough to watch because it got to a point where I'm like, I don't think we're getting one of those happy endings.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because, she's going to die.
Yeah, I thought she was for sure going to die because every time she got away, she somehow got sucked back in every single time. Whether he like pulls her out of the water or locks her up some other way or hunts her down with a boat, a separate boat off of his boat. Not a dinghy. What do they call those? I don't know. It's like one of those little fucking rescue boat deals. So
it's called a rescue boat.
Perfect. So she's like swimming through the fucking island there. And she sees it's like one of those party islands, right? You see them in movies. I've never seen them in person. I don't even know if it's a thing. Apparently it is. But she's swimming to it. And this guy gets his boat. She makes it to land, trying to yell for help. He gets her. I'm like, this is fucking it. This is the end of this movie. Because there's no way. Like, they did that, like, wide shot of, oh, the killer just got her again, dragged her onto this little boat, and brought her back to the dinghy.
Yep.
It's a fun word to say.
Yeah, but the ending was, I mean, we're pretty much at the ending already, like, if we don't spoil the middle, right?
Yeah, we don't really need to spoil the middle. Man, there's like a lot of good parts in this movie.
Yeah, I highly enjoyed it. But no, I was going to talk about this ending. Like the way that Tucker dies, did you expect that like way that I did?
Nope.
Really? You didn't expect him to be the one get fed to a shark?
No, I expected that. But I didn't expect the insanity of how he got fed to the shark.
Oh, yeah, the harpoon.
Well, the harpoon first. And then the shark fucking flying up with his body and then
CGI baby
down. Yeah, oh my god, like he was just toast. But there was a lot of cool parts in this movie. The first girl that we saw, she got fucking annihilated, man, by a bunch of I can't remember the type of sharks, but obviously not great whites. They were just like, I don't want to say tiger sharks, there was something else, but they just went off of her and you see her just flying back and forth because they're just pulling her all over the place. You see a leg go and floating away and stuff. It's very cool. I enjoyed the practical effects in this. I thought it was really well done. Lots of blood. Lots of blood in this. But we can go back real quick because this Moses guy, he tried like hell. Like, for some reason, maybe they both just fell in love right away and it just made sense. But she's like, no, I'm my own thing. I do my own thing. I'm an island, blah, 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 whatever. So she goes missing. Tucker, he grabs her in a parking lot, bag over the head. Also, she was out for a very long time from a bag over the head. I mean, you would think that they would be, well, Zephyr would be out of it shortly after, right? But it felt like hours.
I don't know. I've never been suffocated with a bag, so.
Fair. You want to commit to the bit? Hey, I'm biting my thumb off. I think you need to do the bag.
Yeah, but the bag might lead to death.
You don't think I'm going to bleed out?
No, you can put it on your stovetop real quick and you'll be fine. Cauterize
that
shit.
Oh, yeah. I've got one of those gas stovetops, so I can just jam the stub of my thumb down. Honestly, I thought she was going to do that at one point because there were flares, right?
Oh, yeah.
So I was thinking that she was going to just take the flare, jam it at her thumb, cauterize it, and then like kind of go up and signal for help. But every chance that she tried to just signal for help or get away, Tucker always had an answer for her, always ready to grab her.
Tucker was a sick fuck.
Maniac. Absolute maniac.
That scene where, this was like right after he was doing the fly tying. He was sitting in his hull of his dinghy.
Yep.
Eating his dinner.
Yeah.
And he was watching a tape of a woman that he fed to a shark get killed.
Twisted.
While he's eating his dinner.
Yep, just like, no big deal, just eating his dinner, watching it. This guy was nuts.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely nuts. You know what I would like to know, though, is that was the shark attack that happened to him, was that the catalyst for all of this happening?
Could have been, because it could have sparked his, like, love for sharks. Which is fucking weird, because one almost kills you and then you fall in love with him.
Yeah. See, my thinking was that he got bit by the shark and you see this ginormous ass scar at the beginning. It looked like the shark took a fucking chunk out of him. So my theory is that he got attacked by a shark, survived, and now he's doing one of those whole Saw type situations where Jigsaw, remember how Jigsaw tried to kill himself off an embankment with his car and survived? Mm-hmm. And then he just started putting people in these situations where they were forced to try and survive. Maybe he was like, you know what? I got put in the water. I got bitten by a shark and I survived. And then he's putting all these people in the water and he's seeing them getting eaten and stuff. And that's his thing. And then it spirals out of control and he turns into this crazy serial killer. So it's a theory.
I like it.
It's a good one. And I think it holds some water, pun intended. So we don't have really a backstory on this. I don't think we needed one anyways, because the movie did after a while start to felt a little long. And I think that's because of the amount of times that she almost got away and just kept getting pulled back.
Yeah, I was just about to say when you mentioned that I agree. And it's only because she escaped so many times. Like, even at one point towards the end of the movie, she escapes and makes it to land. And he still gets her back on the fucking boat.
That's what I'm saying. And that's when I thought this movie was over. I thought we were going to get an end scene, fade to black. But no, this time she was the one getting put on that fucking, I don't know, hook or whatever that was like hoisting her down.
Mm-hmm.
Because initially she was the one that was going to like watch Moses get dipped into the water all bloody because he got stabbed in the side. And so he's about to get dipped down and he's like, you know what? I have another idea. And then he uses her instead. And Moses is fucking toast. So this is when like she's about to get dipped down into the water and the fucking great white is there. I'm like, oh man, she's so screwed.
Mm-hmm.
But the fight again in this girl, the shark grabbed the, I think like the hook or the harpoon type deal.
You're talking about when she tossed Tucker in?
Not just yet. Almost.
Okay.
Tucker was trying to poke the great white because it wasn't attacking her. She was just being really fucking still and it wasn't even bothering.
Right, because Moses told her not to move?
Yeah. So she was trying not to provoke the shark. And from what I've heard is that sharks are not going to just attack you. Like, you have to be like splashing around. You have to make yourself almost look like a seal in order for them to like latch onto you.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes they get confused and they will bite a human, but overall, they're not really going for humans. It just like it kind of just happens occasionally. Shark attacks don't really happen as often as we think. It's only a few a year, something like that.
Shark attacks, yeah.
It's very small. Tucker was even saying that mosquitoes kill more people a year than sharks.
Yep. Yeah, he knew them.
Yeah. It's crazy. So he was trying to harpoon the shark and just freaking agitate him to attack Zephyr, and the shark pulled the friggin' hook from Tucker's hand. And Zephyr somehow gets a hold of this friggin' hook, and she's just ready to friggin' attack the shark. I'm like, now she's fighting a great white? I'm like, are you kidding me? This girl just does not give up. She's ready to fucking fight a great shark.
It was one of those, like, pole things with a hook on the end.
Yes.
I love how that just perfectly bounced into her hands while she was in the water.
Yeah, she got lucky. And then she's like, she decides to take it and hook the top of the, I don't know, where she was hanging from. She was hanging from, like, this harness thing, and at the top was, like, an actual hook. So she uses that to pull herself up to get her out of the water, and somehow, like, she comes undone from it, and she goes straight into the water. And now she's swimming under the boat, and all of a sudden we see the great white coming straight at her. I'm like, oh, she's so toast, because she's just, like, floating there, looking at it. Eyes open in the ocean, which I feel like would burn. Am I right?
Salt water, yeah.
Yeah, I feel like...
And probably blood.
Yeah, something. So she's just swimming there. Shark is just coming straight at her. And I'm thinking to myself, is she going to punch this thing in the nose? Because isn't that what you're supposed to do?
What movie... What was that Jason Statham movie?
The Meg?
Didn't that happen in that?
There's no way. Come on. That's a megalodon.
Yeah, Jason Statham punched it.
Just punching a megalodon in the mm-hmm. face? Okay.
Yeah, that's how you get it to stop. It's like a bear. You're supposed to punch a bear in the face if it comes after you.
Do you think you can punch a bear in the face?
If a bear's coming at me, it's getting whacked.
I mean, you have to.
Actually, don't they say the same thing about bears, that you just don't move and it'll leave you alone?
Yeah, they get bored. You're supposed to kind of play dead, and they get bored, and they just move on. But I don't know, man. It's possible it works. I mean, what's the alternative? You decide, like, to square up with a grizzly bear and go, I think this is going to work out in my favor.
Remember when Leonardo DiCaprio tried to do that?
Yeah, he didn't do too well, did he?
That's still one of the most agonizing things I've ever seen in a movie.
Oh, man, it was brutal then. The Revenant, right?
Yeah. Yes.
And he's just like the bear. You just see him clawing the back, and he's getting thrown everywhere. And I'm just like, this guy's toast. But no, he survives. And then later on, like, he doesn't sleep inside a bear. It's like wasn't an elk or something instead? Mm-hmm. I'm getting the two mixed up. But it was an animal later. So Revenant was good. I thought it was a good time.
It won an award, didn't it? Or several?
Yeah, he got his first Oscar on that one.
Okay, yep.
Yeah. So
we'll
have him
on next.
Yeah, we'll get Leonardo DiCaprio on.
We'll ask him how he would fight a shark.
Ooh, that's a good point. Leo, we need you to star in this movie about a shark, and at some point, you have to punch it in the schnoz.
So, I got a funny story.
Yeah.
This is the second time I've talked about Leonardo DiCaprio today, and the first one wasn't with you.
Okay.
It was my mom. You want to know why?
Yes, please.
She sent me a trailer for Titanic 2.
Titanic 2? No, that already exists.
I was like, Mom, is the ship going to sink again? Like,
no, it bounces up from the ocean floor, and then it's like, now it's a full-blown horror movie.
Yeah. Well, you actually go on YouTube, and there's this, like, terrible video. It's, like, straight up, I'll send it to you. It's AI, 100%, but she thought it was real. Yeah. And then she follows it up with a Top Gun 3 trailer.
My God.
And I'm like, this is clearly clips cut between the first and second movie.
Yeah.
With AI fucking Tom Cruise narrating it.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, it's on the internet. It must be true.
Of course it is.
So yeah.
What rule is that? I'm thinking of a different rule. We don't talk about that rule.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. Right.
Talking about Fight Club?
No, we don't talk about that anyways. I did leave a comment on someone's post on TikTok once, and they were just like talking about Fight Club, and it was like facts about the movie. My comment was, you're not supposed to talk about this.
Bitch Tits Bob's gonna get you.
Yeah, it's funny because a shit ton of people liked it. I mean, it's kind of funny.
You went viral for that one?
I guess.
You think about what would happen if you bit one of your thumbs off?
Well, let's see. Okay, so she's floating in the water. She's like dead on looking at the shark. And I'm thinking, like I said, is she going to punch him in the schnoz, or is the shark finally going to attack her, or is she going to ride the thing? I don't know.
Ride it out like Flipper?
Yeah, just ride it out, and who knows? Like, she just makes friends with the shark. She goes flying up, right? The shark slams down on the dinghy, and then... and then that's when, you know, the shark just freaking eats Tucker and they both fall into the water and the movie's over.
The sequel could be that because she's still alive.
Yeah.
She could be a shark whisperer.
Oh, exactly. Now we're talking.
Just ride around on a shark.
Yeah, now we're talking horror comedies.
Mm-hmm.
I like it. This is good.
Shudder, pick us up or make it for you.
Yeah.
Screenbox, we got an idea.
We have plenty of ideas. We've already established this. And whatever we say, for the most part, it comes true.
Yeah. So actually, now that you say that, Steve, edit that out. We don't want someone to steal our ideas.
We're not editing it. People have to see this.
Edit.
Edit. Okay. So, no, wait. We do the whole, that thing, right? We just do like the, I don't have the fucking, the clapper thing.
You're going to have to get one now that we're using video.
Oh, that's a good idea. I like this idea. Just like 30 screams or less, edit.
Yeah.
Yeah, whatever.
We're going to have to look into getting one of those.
You can probably get one on fucking Etsy.
Mm-hmm. Whatever. Maybe Temu.
Yeah, maybe even Temu. Probably cheaper on Temu.
Mm-hmm. We might have it for the next episode.
Have Temu for the next episode?
Have the camera thingy for the next episode. What are those things called? Are they called clappers?
Markers.
Markers?
Yeah, I think it's a marker.
Okay.
And that's what they do is just like, it's a marker to know where they are in the film. So that way the guy editing is like, oh, okay, this is here. You know, and they just fucking write the shit down. They know what to edit. I think it's more for just editing. So now she's swimming to the island. Like, we already kind of talked about this. She swam to the island. He grabs her back to the boat. And, oh, no, I'm getting shit backwards. Oh, no, okay. Ready, Corey? I got it.
Yeah, I'm waiting for you to get there. It's fine.
I'm there. Okay. So all of this is happening after she already attempted to swim to the island.
Mm-hmm.
So she actually freaking gets up on the boat. and just being super stealth mode. Tucker's trying to find her. He's thinking that she got eaten by a shark because no one's going to be hanging out underwater that long. There's no way. So she actually manages to grab the harpoon, shoots him straight in the chest. Oh, and this is where it gets fucking good. I love this part coming up because I was like, not again. Actually, I even laughed out loud like you wouldn't fucking believe at this next part. So, yeah, this is where he gets harpooned. He goes in the water. The shark eats him in epic fashion, like jumping up out of the water like you'd see on Shark Week, that type deal. So we think it's over, right? Nope. Again, another fight for this girl.
Nonstop.
Nonstop. This girl just going through the ringer. The harpoon, there was a rope that was on the ground, and it wrapped around her ankle. The shark pulled her into the water. And I'm like, no fucking way. So
what do they call those? False finishes?
Yeah, it's a false finish.
Several false finishes.
The whole movie was full of false finishes. So I'm thinking, okay, she's just going to be dragged away. It's almost kind of cathartic because she's like, I'm an island. I'm better alone type deal. And then she goes and dies in the water, whatever. And then Moses is like, fuck me. I'm wrapped up here in this harness and I'm dying. So it would have been a bad ending either way. Somehow, she gets untangled from this friggin' rope that's around her ankle, swims back to the boat in shark-infested water again.
This is like the fifth time she's done this in this movie.
It's crazy. It is insane. So this is where we start to have the good ending. She gets the flare, helps bring attention to the boat that they need help, and I'm thinking that Moses is dead because at this point he's lost a lot of blood.
Yeah.
And she's trying to wake him up and he's completely lifeless. And she's like, you know, I do need you in my life and whatever. And he's like, I told you, I knew you couldn't be alone type deal. Like that happy type ending thing. Right. End scene, fade to black, all that good stuff. But Corey, I think we should just get into it. Corey, what do you give Dangerous Animals?
I laughed writing this down.
Yeah.
4 out of 5. I swear on a stack of VHS tapes, this was cruising straight towards a 5 out of 5 until that last 30 seconds until we were hoodwinked with that ridiculous love scene. Talk about killing the vibe. Both of us are massive Jaws nerds, and this film honored it in the biggest way possible. The shots were crisp, the score was really great, and the CGI sharks were shockingly on point. None of that rubber shark bullshit here.
No, shockingly on point.
Edit that out.
Yeah, this movie, I had a great time watching it. I see what you mean about the love story type end, but it was kind of carrying out throughout the whole movie. Obviously, he, I think, was more in love with her. She was more about, like, I got to get off this fucking boat, and then we got to get safe. She wasn't worried about, like, none of the love shit.
Yeah, but it was like they had one encounter in the beginning of the movie, right?
Yeah.
And that was it. And then at the end of the movie, we get this, like, 30 seconds here where all of a sudden they're in love with each other, basically. Mm-hmm. And then, I don't know. I think it should have ended with her getting dragged off into the ocean. I didn't want this stupid happy ending bullshit.
No.
It really killed it for me.
Did it? Okay. So it would have been a 5 out of 5 then.
Yeah.
Okay.
I liked it that much, but I'm telling you, that last 30 seconds was ridiculous enough that knocked this down a point for me.
Wow. Okay. So, like, let's say if they did something different, like, wake up, wake up, wake up. And they're coming, like, let's get out of here. That's it. Like, maybe just end like that.
Sure.
And then something like that. Okay.
Maybe he finds her, like, passed out on the beach or something because she gets away finally. I don't know. I just don't think that needed to happen.
Yeah. So, like, she gets dragged off and he thinks that she's dead. He somehow manages to get back to the shore and she just kind of freaking, I don't know, not swims up, but, like, shows up on the shore type deal. I don't know. I mean, there's plenty of ways it could have ended, but I see what you mean. So, I think I'm going to go with a 4 out of 5 on this one as well. I really enjoyed it, and I thought it had a pretty original premise to it. I also thought that Jai Courtney, Jai? Right?
I think it's Jai.
Jai? Jai? Well, either way, he was a great serial killer. I think this movie definitely flew under the radar, but if it had a wider release, I think Hassie Harrison can be up there as one of the most badass final girls.
Okay. Yeah, she got her ass kicked in this. Just like you mentioned Final Girl, it reminded me of Sienna from the Terrifier franchise. She's the same way. She's constantly getting fucking destroyed
yep.
in this franchise.
Constantly. Same thing. like just nonstop, will not quit no matter what.
Even Laurie Strode, honestly, same type of shit.
Another perfect final girl. Absolutely. So yeah, I think she could have gone down as like one of the most badass final girls. I might honestly put her up there in like, I think saying top five, is it ridiculous for me to say top five?
For Hassie?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so. Okay. It's in 2025. It's a little, maybe within like the past few years. Sure.
Okay.
But if you're talking of all time, like
all time. Yeah. It's a hard,
yeah.
It's a hard, what's the word I want to use?
Sell.
Yeah. It's a hard sell. That's a hard sell. I thought she was great though. Let's say last decade.
Sure.
Top, all right. One of the top, five badass final girls.
Yeah. I'll give you that.
Okay, cool. That works for me. Thumb.
Hey, it's still there.
It's still here. Both of them. Hey. Okay, I think the only drawback on this for me was that it felt a little long. It kept me wondering what was going to happen next, which is typically a good thing. But I'm at this point where it's like, is this girl going to die? Yes or no?
Yeah, made you feel that way several times.
Yeah, because of the false finishes.
Yep.
So it just felt like it carried on for a long time, and it was only 98 minutes. So it did feel like a much longer movie because, like, everything, like the whole thing just seemed like this completely impossible situation where she almost gets out of and just sucked back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. I'm like, okay, what the hell's happening? One of those deals.
Mm-hmm.
So overall, I enjoyed it. Shark movies are a jam. Serial killers, love them in movies. So if you like all that stuff, be sure to check out Dangerous Animals on Shudder. All right, everyone, be sure to like, follow, and subscribe on Facebook, X, Instagram, TikTok, Threads, and YouTube. Leave us a 5-star review on all podcast platforms so we can get some more exposure. Of course, tell your friends. Both our intro and outro music are courtesy of Andrew Scott Bell. Be sure to check out Andrew on all major streaming platforms. And if you see Winnie the Pooh, Blood and Honey on vinyl in the wild, be sure to pick it up. We're also part of the Shining Wizards Network. Be sure to visit shiningwizardsnetwork.com. They're an awesome podcast network ranging from wrestling to heavy metal, horror, all that good stuff. So check that out. Visit 30screamsorless.com for all previous episodes and transcripts to go with those episodes. Also, check out beardoctane.com for their whole line of grooming supplies. And be sure to use the code 30screams10 at checkout for 10% off your order. And if there's anything you want us to review, send an email to 30screamsorless@gmail.com or hit us up on social media. Use hashtag 30screamsorless. And also, we have some awesome merch for sale on our website, so definitely check that out. If you go to our website, at the very top, there's a shop link. Click that link, and you'll see all sorts of shirts, hats, mugs, things like that. If you buy it, it helps going towards our hosting costs. I'm Steve.
I'm Corey.
And thanks for listening to 30 Screams or Less. And don't forget to drink your beans.